The Banry Center at Queen's Campus is preparing to celebrate its 50th anniversary in October of 2024. The center helps women-identified students of all ages, especially those who are returning to university after time away to continue formal or informal education. The center is very unique and the only one of its kind in Canada. I sat down with Susan Bellier, director of the Banry Center, to talk about the center and the upcoming 50th anniversary. Here's just a bit of our conversation. To start us off, I was wondering if you'd like to introduce yourself and maybe share a bit about your role as director at the center.
Sure. My name's Susan Bellier, and I am the director of the Banry Center. I've been the director since 2019, and so I had a full year in before COVID lockdowns hit, and then the whole COVID thing, and then now we're back on track. I often tell people I have the best job on campus, and one of the things that makes this job really special to me is that I completed a PhD as a mature woman student at Queen's.
Oh, wow.
And wrote about maybe a third of my dissertation in the Banry Center at one of the workspaces, ate the soup, made friends, became part of a community of peers there. So when this job became available, I jumped at the chance to apply for it because it was such, I already knew what an amazing place it was.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. What like a awesome full circle kind of moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to give our listeners some background for those who aren't super familiar with the Banry Center, I was wondering if you could get a bit into the conception and the history of the center.
The Banry Center is at 32 Bader Lane, right beside Banry Hall, which more people know. It's the residence and dining hall. Banry Center is a small brick house, a little brown brick house. And for the last 49 years, it's been a center that has provided supports and services to mature women students returning to school after a break, after some time away. And from the very beginning, it was intended to serve a group of students who were a little unusual on campus at Queen's, right? A little bit older than their typical student. These might be students who have had workplace experience, or they've raised kids, or they have young kids, or just, you know, different circumstances that set them a little bit apart from your typical Queen's group. Now, in 50 years, nearly 50 years, that cohort has changed significantly, right? It used to be mostly women who had, you know, not gone to university, had stayed home to raise their family, and then were going to come back and try to do a degree after that. Now our students do still include a few women who would fit that profile, but it's really any student who self-identifies as a woman who has a gap of two or more years in their formal education. Probably half the students that we regularly see are international students, half or more are graduate students. They come from every department, every faculty, part-time, full-time. We work with online and in-person students. It's really anybody who meets our criteria.
I mean, the center really is one of a kind. I was wondering if you could explain what makes Banry Center unique in the resources it provides and how the center has helped to support women-identified students over these 50 years.
The center is unique in that we have, for like since its inception, been committed to providing a real sort of wraparound approach to student support. We're a child-friendly space, so people can bring their kids in with them. We work with lots of moms. We work with mature students from all faculties, as I've mentioned. You really have to visit to get a sense of what makes us special. But really, I think in an increasingly busy and sometimes impersonal world, such as our campuses are all becoming these days, everything's so busy, everything's kind of high intensity. A place like the Banry Center provides a little bit of an oasis. Anyone can just walk through the door. You don't need an appointment. You come in, someone can show you around. You get to know the space. You'll be introduced to some people. We have two amazing student advisors you can speak with, either drop in or make an appointment to see. I'm often available to chat. There's other students who are happy to chat. We offer one of our foundational programs that really brings people together. So we have a free lunch for students every day. And whether students need it because they're food insecure or whether students just appreciate it, because who doesn't love having someone else cook lunch for you every day? It creates an opportunity for students to come together in our lounge, meet one another across disciplines, across different life experiences, over a warm bowl of soup. Staff try to be available to hang out a little bit then too. And it's just, it's one of our best things that we do. And it really sets us apart in a way.
Getting a bit more into the anniversary this year, it's a very special year for you guys, 50 years. I was wondering how it feels to be reaching this milestone as the director.
I am so privileged to be in the position as director as we head into this milestone year. Right now, we're in our 49th year, and everything we do this year leads us to our 50th anniversary, which will be in October of 2024. And I'm just so privileged to be the one who gets to see this through. Although I have to say that I would do a pretty poor job if it wasn't for the fabulous staff team that I have working with me, and as well as the support from the students, including students who work for us, but also just the students who hang out and keep the place lively and engaged. And of course, we have amazing community donors and alumni who support us. It really is a team thing, and I'm just really lucky to be the one who gets to sort of, you know, head this thing up as we move through.
Bellier also got into the recent launch of this year's Who Is She campaign. I believe last Friday was the official launch of Who Is She, Your Inspiring Woman fundraising and outreach campaign for the 50th anniversary. I was wondering if you could talk a bit about this campaign.
Yeah, actually, the Who Is She campaign was first launched about, I think, 12 or 13 years ago. And it was the single biggest sort of outreach friend-building campaign that the Banbury Center ever did. Times have changed, and now we're in a very digital age. And so the campaign looks and feels quite different, but the principle remains the same. People, everybody who wants to, are welcome to make a tribute, to write a short tribute to a woman in their life who has been inspiring. It could be your mother, a sister, a mentor, a teacher. It could be your own daughter. It could be any woman who has played an important role in your life. And whether that was a one-off thing, right? Like your grade three teacher who told you you could be a writer, and then that was the little gem you held on to for your entire life. Or whether it's, you know, your sister who's had your back every day of your life, and you know she's your ride or die, and there's no question. We have a number of these tributes already, and there's some coming in as we speak. And it's just lovely to see people reflecting on the women who have been important in their lives. I think we all have somebody, right? We all have somebody who's made a difference, who has, gone a bit above and beyond and has just, you know, been a model or been had your back. So that's the principle of this. So people, they log in through our website or through a link in our newsletter, and they can fill out the tribute and their information, and then they can make a donation in honor of the woman that they're making a tribute to, the woman that they're honoring. And there's no donation is too small. So we're trying to make it as inclusive as possible. But this is a way that you can, you know, pay it back to a woman who's been inspiring to you, and pay it forward at the same time by helping to contribute to our capacity to continue to support mature women students at Queen's.
I was wondering if you could also get into what kind of events you have coming up.
Sure, I can give you a little bit of a sneak preview on that. Virtually all the events and programming that we have going on over the next year will be sort of tied to preparing for the 50th in some way or another. We have a winter bazaar coming up in early December, December 7th, which is an event for students with dependent children. And they come and we have a big feast and there's children's activities, and it's a very, very fun thing. We're going to have some Valentine's Day programming. We'll do some March 8th International Women's Day programming. There's going to be some big Mother's Day programming in May. And then in between it all, we have our regular programming. We have our regular soups. We have some, workshops with different partners and stakeholders on campus. But the big The big gala event is on the is in next October. And we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, awesome. Definitely looking forward to that. And how will the funds raised throughout these efforts support the center and your mission?
We're constantly fundraising. We do rely on fundraising to pay for our operations and for our bursaries. One of the things that we are able to do is to provide emergency bursaries to the students that we work with if they're in financial difficulty. And as you can imagine, cost of food, cost of housing, all the costs these days, it's the need keeps growing. And so one of our hopes is that this fundraising campaign will provide us a bit more money that we can funnel into that. And other funds will go into our general operations. And we're hoping that this Who Is She campaign and the attention on our 50th will actually grow our broad base of support in the community and at Queen's, which will help to increase our fundraising and outreach capacity in the future. One of the things that we do that's a little different than many of the other offices on campus, because so many of our students have kids or dependents, or they're older, they may have spouses, they may have different life situations. We rely on having good community connections as well as campus connections and able to do referrals. And so it's really important to us that we're always doing outreach into the community as well as on campus, so that we have the connections to things like the Boys and Girls Club, things like the Y, like the different kinds of resources that our students might need that aren't found at Queen's. Right. So it's important for us to always keep our support base really broad.
Absolutely. And just so folks can be aware, how long is the Who Is She campaign specifically running for?
Well, we would love for this to kick off really hard and do really great between now and Christmas. But the Who Is She fundraising campaign is actually going to continue until June. And awesome. We will be sort of rebooting it with a Valentine's Day event, with an International Women's Day event, with a Mother's Day event, and try to use those occasions to remind people that they can honor an important woman in their life by contributing to the Who Is She campaign. And you don't have to just contribute once. I nominated somebody for mine. I nominated Laura Donifer, who's a local artist who is a mentor of mine and a close friend. And I love her and I was very happy with that nomination. But since I started thinking about it, now I have other people who I would also like to nominate. So I may be doing more than one, and I encourage anybody who thinks that they have more than one truly inspiring woman in their life can you know, revisit the campaign throughout the year.
Absolutely. And just to finish us off, I was wondering how folks can seek out the resources provided by the center or support the Banbury Center as you continue beyond this milestone.
Sure. Well, students who think that they might find us interesting or helpful can just walk in. Walk through the doors at 32 Bader Lane and Monday to Friday from 9 to 4, and somebody will greet you and you'll be given a tour and you can meet a student advisor and see if it's going to be a place that helps that'll be supportive to you. In terms of supporters who aren't necessarily in need of the services, you can find through our website. There's a donation page, which will, Who Is She specific donations page, which will take you to that portal that lets you engage in that campaign. And you're also welcome, everybody's welcome to join our community newsletter so you can stay up to date with the things we're doing. And that link's on our webpage as well. I do want to just mention, I forgot to mention this, sorry, that the tributes from the Who Is She campaign will be featured at the gala event. There will be some kind of physical display of maybe full tributes, maybe quotes from the tributes. We're not sure exactly what it's going to look like until we know how many we're dealing with. But there is going to be a chance where it all comes together and all these amazing tributes to all these inspiring, amazing women are going to be all together in one place. And that's going to make it really spectacular.
For more details about the Who Is She campaign and to learn more about the Banbury Center, be sure to visit their webpage located at queensu.ca.